Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC. I want to start with this Apple digital ID.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I thought from a security standpoint that this stuff wouldn't fly, but are you literally going to be able to have your license and your passport on your phone and never have to bring it with you ever again? And airports in Singapore or in St. Louis are going to take it?
Eventually, I think you're going to need your physical passport for out of country for now. But in country, yes, it'd be nice to be able to have your wallet with you, right? I mean, I would love, remember George Costanza and that big wallet he used to carry around.
Well, it reduces the ability to forget it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everything's on your phone. And if you don't forget your phone, you're good. So, yeah, you can get a mobile digital wallet. There's like 11 or 12 states. I think even Connecticut accepts it, I think. I have to double check that. We can check with the Department of DMV there, your buddy Tony.
Yeah, Tony Carrera. listen, but is it I'm surprised you're so constructive on it, because, like, what about, like, vulnerability here? If somebody can steal your crap,
yeah,
they could take your passport right off your phone.
Well, you have to – so most phones are encrypted, right? So if you've got an encrypted phone, the digital wallet is going to be – is encrypted. So I would say it's inevitable. And people want this type of convenience. And it's also going to help with digital ID for access to websites, right? So now if you have a system whereby you can actually confirm ID digitally, you can now limit kids' access to things they shouldn't have access to.
So the AI and technology within the phone, if you uploaded the IDs of your kids on their phone, then that sort of internal check will block certain sites for them?
Well, they don't have a driver's license until 16. So guess what? They don't have a way to get on. Period.
But there's a way to make that connective tissue between the website and what's stored?
That would be exactly the case. So basically, you could mandate the websites have to use this digital ID verification system, whereby you have to send your ID digitally, and so now you have access to the website. I can see that actually solving this problem of kids having access to stuff they're not supposed to have access to. And
well, I like that.
Yeah, it seems simple to me. Obviously, there's going to be risks in that third party being hacked, which we've seen identification companies like that being hacked, but if they encrypt the data, then who cares if they're hacked?
So that's so interesting. So, and it won't be difficult, because I don't even really use Apple Wallet, so I need to use it more.
Yeah.
Like, I'll store tickets on it when I'm going to an event.
Tickets, your boarding pass if you're using a plane. It's going to happen with Google Wallet as well. My wife, believe it or not, I used to always be a paper boarding pass guy, and she's like, can we put it on the phone? I'm like, all right.
Finally.
Yeah, I was analog, and she was like, let's put it on a phone.
There were a number of years where you could use your digital, but then they would end up printing you one anyway, and you still used it.
Now they charge you to print one.
Yeah, I'm fine with the digital side of that. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, and again, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays. You talked about Google. I don't shop, really, honestly. I don't, you know, my wife handles a lot of the gifts for kids, and I just don't do a lot of I shop for myself, you know, when I need to or what have you. But this whole concept of, like, AI choosing what you get for people?
It's crazy.
Is it really? But does it, actually offer good suggestions?
Well, it's just been announced. They're rolling out an AI shopping suite. I figured you'd like this. This is for, you know, personal interest type story. People using AI to shop does seem kind of crazy. But if you can tell the AI to go find a product and even set a price point, it'll then alert you and say, hey, we found this whatever you're going to buy, this golf club. It is now at this price. And then it would ask you if you'd like it to buy it for
you. How do you interface with it at all?
I was hoping to do it before I got to the program because I hate shopping too.
Yeah.
So
do you go to Google and type something in, or do you talk to Google?
You're going to speak to your Google assistant, and it's going to talk to you. It's going to start asking you questions. And then the agentic aspect of it is the AI is actually going to call stores and say, hey, do you have this product? And it'll tell the store person answering, hey, this is AI. You don't have to answer the question, but I'm trying to shop for my person.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. And it'll call the store. That creeps me out on all sorts of levels, but it can be amazing if it actually works. Now, the other issue, of course, is if you're sponsoring, let's say you're going to buy a golf club and you're going to be sponsored by Ping. Well, is it going to actually recommend the one you want, or is it going to try to get you, hey, we got this Ping golf club, the same thing for the same price, and all of a sudden
Google will take money from sponsors.
Right.
To favor AI's listing of certain things.
Exactly.
That's where it will lose its objectivity.
Your assistant becomes selling.
This is a perfect segue, though, into that China Anthropic cyber attack, because AI did the attack, but AI also detected it. This one is confusing
to
me.
This is kind of crazy, yeah. So Anthropic has a whole article about
it. What is Anthropic again?
Anthropic is the AI company that created Claude Code.
Right.
So Claude is the actual AI tool that the Chinese use, supposedly, to tell it to go ahead and hack up the 30 different companies. So Anthropic has got a whole article, you know, crowing about their AI able to do this. It was able 80% to have it all automatically attack these companies. Well,
there are skeptics, right?
Oh, tons of skeptics. It was hallucinating all sorts of data that it even said it gathered. It's the guardrails that are supposed to be there are not supposed to allow the Claude Code to go ahead and attack companies. And so what supposedly the bad guys did was they tried to say, well, write this code as if I am a cybersecurity expert and I'm trying to penetrate my customer or my client. And so then when it put itself into that mode, they broke down the process of attacking these companies into small little bits that, according to Anthropic and Claude Code, it couldn't tell were being used for nefarious reasons. But again, it actually didn't do as much as it thought it was going to be doing, because there's plenty of companies out there that are saying it's kind of not really what it is. And when Anthropic itself is crowing about it, you got to, ask yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pushing their own stuff and trying to pat themselves on the back. But
yeah.
That whole story made my head sort of Swell.
It is scary, Brian, because the AI, if it gets smart enough or if the tools are there, we used to call them script kiddies. They would go out there and buy scripts that were already written by actual hackers. They'd pay the hacker for the script, and then they would go be the bad guys. Now you can ask AI to do it for you. And you need to have guardrails to stop this from occurring, because we as IT professionals, we don't have enough humans out there, and there's not enough AI technology out there to detect this stuff yet. Right. To defend against it. So
smart bad guys can still be ahead of the curve, right?
Even dumb ones who just use the AI to say, hey, go ahead, go attack such and such company, and here's what I want you to do.
Listen, one last thing with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11. You know, you always hear about espionage, and especially as it relates to China. I'm always struck why Americans would help bad actors like China and North Korea. Maybe it's financially motivated, or maybe there's some sort of blackmail involved. But there's a story where a couple of Americans basically admitted to helping North Korea.
Three Americans admitted to they earned $1.2 million in salary payments. Basically, they acted as if they were American workers, had their laptops set up in their homes, and then let the North Koreans in to go ahead and go after IT jobs or any kind of job. The fact that the North Koreans are doing this, and the fact that there is Americans out there that will allow it, is just bonkers.
Yeah,
and
it's frustrating. But now the North Koreans are trying to get jobs or fake jobs. They're trying to hurt the corporate structure, or they're actually trying to infiltrate these
companies. I think all of the above. I mean, North Korea is trying to make a penny anywhere they can. But if they can get into IBM, Intel, Cisco as an American worker, and they're not. Right. Now you've got the bad guys in there poking around to figure out what's going on. And this is a pretty serious effort by the North Koreans to do this. And they pled guilty, which is great. But you just can't make it up. I can't believe there's some North Korean. We bring back what the Israelis did with the beepers. The North Koreans are like, we'll just go ahead and hire an American to break in for us.
But what I'm fascinated by, and we got to go, is how do they make these contacts initially in the first place? Like, do they go, they find people who work at the company or work in HR? Like, I don't, they randomly cold call a million people to get the three?
I don't think it said anything about how they do it. But if you think about where we're connected, Brian, when you're on the internet at home, your firewall is right up against the world.
Right.
So you can go on to any Reddit thread. You could find yourself in a game room chatting. Who knows who you're up against and talking to? And these folks obviously are pliable, and North Koreans know who to go after, and they just reach out to your profile and
it's crazy
and go after it. I guess I couldn't tell you what they're using to figure out who they're going to go after, but give me a break. How desperate got it be?
That's just it's a bummer because it can hurt our country. Eric Semmel, again, Tab Computers in East Hartford, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11. As always, great job. Great to see you.
Nice to see you, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.